Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back, 17 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, both of my last two books, and I think maybe all four are there, at jimblasingame.com. So check that out. Kathy Perry is here. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. She's kathyperry.com, right, Kathy?
Yes, that's right.
That's her website. She's one of the top social media experts in the galaxy. She's my social media expert. She's been joining us now for, 20, 30 years. Got her right out of elementary school. Kathy, here's a report that I want you to make. Pinterest passes, old Pinterest passes Snapchat. What's that all about? Yeah. I mean, is it the old guy is passing the new guy?
Well, it's interesting because I was really surprised to see that. But apparently their user base, that's kind of the way they were looking at it, is the Pinterest user base had a greater growth than Snapchat did last year.
Why do you think that is? And why should I care?
Well, I think that it's because, Snapchat is primarily for teens and young adults, mm-hmm. and Pinterest is more evenly distributed among the whole wider range of, demographics. So and Pinterest doesn't like to be labeled as a social network. Mm-hmm. They try to position themselves a little bit differently, collecting images for your things that you want in your life. And so they look at that different. So if you're planning a wedding or home renovations or vacations, things like that, or you're purchasing clothing or makeup. So that audience they kind of view themselves differently versus a conversation.
Right.
It's more like these are images, these are things, and so a lot of growth in merchants that are selling products and then people looking and shopping, mm-hmm. There. So,
well, that's where I go for my makeup tips for sure. What about so the interesting folks? Pinterest is passing Snapchat in growth, and so the old folks can. It's interesting. I'm calling Pinterest one of the old guys, right? And what about LinkedIn?
Yeah.
Talk to us about LinkedIn groups. You think this
LinkedIn
is a good thing to use to connect audiences?
Well, yeah. If your audience is B2B, business to business. Absolutely.
Right. LinkedIn is my favorite social media platform.
I'm sure it is. And because, but here's the thing. It's expensive to advertise on LinkedIn. So what you want to do is be smart about how you utilize it to get in front of your audience. And one of the ways to do that organically is by using groups. So you are going to be doing keyword searches to find mm-hmm. the right groups. Find the group that is where your audience is. And you can do that a couple different ways. You can do that through, putting in your keywords and searching. But LinkedIn also has a discover feature that they will even recommend groups mm-hmm. based upon your profile. And that's really an important aspect. But here's the thing. No matter what, when you're in a group, you have to follow the rules. You don't want to be spamming. It isn't about spamming with a bunch of ads. It's about having a conversation.
Contributing
with the
conversation.
Yeah,
and letting your brand, leading with contribution, and let your brand follow, right?
Absolutely. And listening to what their problems are and mm-hmm. so that you can come up with solutions and providing mm-hmm.
and
education.
this is old advice, isn't it? I mean, since the beginning, right? This is has always been. I mean,
since
before
the beginning,
Facebook,
yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
all of those rules still apply.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, whether you're online or offline, It really doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It's good business practices.
Right. What about TikTok?
Bring them.
Is TikTok it's the disruptor of the year? What does that mean?
Yes, it is. What that means is it has come in and it said, "Hey, we're the new kids on the block."
Tell them what TikTok is. Some people might not know what TikTok is.
It's a social video app, and it is really a great space for creatives. So people who are very creative, that it's really the creator marketplace. If you are looking for talent, that is where to find it, from a music, mm-hmm. from a creative standpoint. It's music videos. Mm-hmm. It's really what it is. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's kind of a thing that they came in and they went after Facebook and Instagram really big, and they're making a difference there, and even mm-hmm. even YouTube. So they've disrupted.
But did they
the whole
should
they,
video should platform. Should they instead of competing against each other, shouldn't they? I mean, they're all a little bit different. They're one's strawberry, one's cherry, one's chocolate, one's vanilla, right? Shouldn't and they're different things for different reasons. I mean, I use a hammer for one job, I use a saw for another job. Shouldn't they? Aren't they going to wind up where they're all kind of just leveling out and seeking their own levels?
Well, yes. I mean, they're all going to be speaking to their own audience.
Because you know, I mean, people who are on social media use four or five platforms any given week, right?
Absolutely. Plus, this TikTok is really targeting the young people. So if you are targeting the Gen Z,
So you're
really
presuming I haven't been on TikTok then. Is that right, Kathy?
I'm presuming it's probably not your platform.
You would be correct. You would be correct. Kathy Perry, quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.